So are we recording?
We're live right now.
Okay, this is the first presentation of the I Can Record Unlimited podcast, brought to you by fucking Benito's Washier. Benito's Washier at gmail.com and the dot mac at gmail.com. We don't have names, we just have email addresses.
Yeah, my name's Benito's Washier.
And my name is the dot mac.
Where'd you even come up with the dot mac? That's where I'd like to start off with this podcast.
Funny story. So I was working for Apple.
Right.
You know, fucking doing my blogger-friendly thing.
Right.
And
now let me just stop you really quick so the viewers can know, or the listeners.
They're not viewers. They're listeners.
And the listeners can know that the dot mac is a super blogger.
I don't actually have a blog, but you can check out my blog at thedotmac.com. There's one blog post.
Like, everything he does, he keeps blogging in mind, from buying shirts to shoes to which style of glasses, haircuts, escorts, all that blogging in mind.
Everything has to be blogger-friendly.
He even shaved his beard because he thought it would be more blogger-friendly.
Turns out it's not. You got to grow the beard back.
I tried to tell him this. Anyway, so go ahead. Where did the dot mac come from?
I used to work at Apple, and there used to be a guy. I'm going to give him a shout-out. If you're listening, Brian, this guy, what is his name? Brian Smith. He works at he's the manager at the South Beach Apple store. You ever go in there, he's a really great guy. They used to have a service called dot mac. Now they call it Mobile Me, but back then it was called dot mac. So he was kind of like you would call the dot mac back in the day. He taught me everything I knew.
Now, what year was this around?
Circa like 7 years ago.
Circa 7 years ago.
Okay. And he taught me everything I know. And so I started to surpass him with the dot mac sales. It's like the Apple upsell. You got to sell 70 more bucks than what comes with the computer. So I basically became the dot mac, and I made that my username in the Apple store. It just kind of stuck. Now I went to the Navy. And when I went to the Navy, I came back, and Brian had jacked my username, the dot mac, and I got all pissed off at him, and now it's just me. He's no longer the dot mac. He's not creative enough to become the dot mac. I hope he's not listening to this. Fuck you if you're listening to this. No, he's not fucking listening to this. Who the fuck is... Nobody's listening to this. That's the best part about this. Nobody's going to listen to this. If you're listening to this, you're a fucking complete tool. Seriously, who the fuck would download this?
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Take this as your notification to probably turn this off right now, unless you want to hear some fire shit.
Seriously. All right, Brian.
All right, so listen.
Benito's Washier.
Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about how my day went, right? I designed this site for this random bitch, and I hope she's listening, because she's a total bitch.
She's not listening. Nobody's listening to this.
Well, anyway, I hope she's the single listener. And fuck you if you are, because I designed this site for a preschool / church, and I thought it looked fire. I thought it was some of my best work. And she goes ahead and tells me through the dot mac here. She goes ahead and tells me that it sucks. Now I've seen a couple of her gay designs, and you know, not to sling any mud, but they're gay, and they suck. And, you know, I was really excited about mine. I wanted to change some rectangles to rounded rectangles. Excuse me. We're in the middle of recording right here. Anyways, I wanted to change some. I think it would have looked a lot blogger-friendly, because I'm trying to keep blogger-friendly in mind now, you know, because of SEO and because of the dot mac. And, you know, people just nerdgasm when it comes to, I mean, basically, is that...
Yeah, nerdgasm is really what it's all about. Brian, why don't you explain what a nerdgasm is for our folks who may not be familiar with the term nerdgasm?
Well, I think, you know, what it means to me, when I interpret nerdgasm, you know, I like to think of, so let me just use an example.
Okay.
You go out with this chick, right? And you wear a Star Wars shirt both separate times that you go out with her, right?
Same Star Wars shirt or different ones?
Different ones.
Okay.
Like, two different Star Wars shirts. Like, you've got a whole collection of Star Wars shirts.
Two separate dates, two different Star Wars shirts and not on purpose.
That's right. And if the girl really likes it, you know, and that turns her on, I think she's kind of having a mild nerdgasm.
A mild nerdgasm. Yes. A mild form of nerdgasm.
Now, if you've ever sat down and looked at a brilliant logo or, you know, awesome web page or maybe even some really cool video game, which I think are gay, but if you think they're cool and you're just like, oh, my God, and you're in awe, I think that might qualify as a nerdgasm. Am I right here? Am I going in the right direction with this? Or
user-friendly, I would say. User-friendly is definitely where it's at.
Like the new Google changed. Yeah, was it yesterday?
You know what, though? You know what I think about the new Google? I got to say this. The left-hand sidebar, I'm so used to looking all the way left that when I open up the page, I feel like my results don't feel right because they're a little bit further to the right. They're like an inch further to the right, or like 100 pixels further to the right. I'm sorry, I said inch, I meant pixels. Oh, that's going to hurt later. So, yeah, it doesn't feel right. I feel like the results, because everything's a little bit bigger and there's more white space, I have the feeling that the results are not as good.
You're not giving me such a bad headache.
That was a Michelle moment.
That was a Michelle moment. And you can check her out at dazedconfused420@hotmail.com.
Is that really her email address?
Yes, it is.
Nobody's listening to this, so don't worry, Michelle. Nobody.
But if you want to go ahead and email her for a good time, go ahead and email her. You know, we're taking it to the 21st century here with emailing for a good time.
In fact, how about this? Let's have a contest. Brian, are you down?
I'm down. Let's do it.
Brian's down for the contest. Listeners, are you down for the contest?
You just called me by my real name on that.
Whatever. Your fucking name is Benitez.
Benitez was here.
Washer.
W-A-S-H-E-R-E.
Washer.
@gmail.com. Go ahead and check me out. I don't have a blog because...
Benitez Washer. So...
Because my outfit doesn't match.
Here's the contest.
With the blog.
We want to know how many... What? You want more air... You want less air conditioning. Okay. The contest is...
Hot as balls, bro.
We're going to try... and send Michelle as many friend requests as possible from random people on the internet.
Let's go ahead and try to do this.
Let's go ahead and try to do this. Now, how we're going to start is we need you to tweet it. We need you to... We need to trend Michelle's friend request on Twitter. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I, for one, don't, because I don't tweet. I think tweeting is gay. Now, I just want to give you a little background on me, okay? I'm G, okay? I am not blogger-friendly. I'm intimidating, tattoos, and just for the record, I was in jail while Twitter came out, so I really know nothing about it.
Benitez puts the cock in cocktail.
No, I don't.
You sure don't.
I sure don't. Sure? I put the tail in cock. No. I have nothing to do with cocktails.
He puts the cock in your caucus.
I put the cock in tail. That's what I do. Not man tail, but woman tail.
Brian puts the cock in the man tail.
Anyway, so I know nothing about Twitter. At all. And I feel like it's just a bunch of status updates, and I only follow NASA and The Onion.
Did I tell you that I met the CEO of Twitter?
Wow, how was that? Did you have a nerdgasm?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. At Ev. I met At Ev.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How was that? Where'd you meet him at, and how did that go?
I met him in Austin, Texas when I was at South by Southwest.
Right.
And he asked me, he actually was looking at me from across the room, and then he said, he said this, don't I know you from somewhere? You look familiar. And I didn't say much back other than give him my card. However, I felt like he was hitting on me.
Really?
Yeah.
You think he was?
No.
Did you explain what you do? Now let's give a little background on what you do.
I explain what I do, yeah. I'm the CTO of a startup social network.
Which is really cool. It's kind of like a Facebook. And I guess it takes a lot of work because at work all the time.
Yeah, I'm at work all the time. Constantly working at work.
You know, I'm at work all the time, too, but I'm never working at work.
Why don't you work at your work?
You know, there's not much for me to do. You know, once the design is done, I just sit around for, you know, a couple months until they want to make a new design, and then I'm on there.
He's not really a designer, though.
I am.
No, not at his job.
Oh, at my job, I'm an IT
guru.
Specialist.
Guru. I like to say guru whenever possible. Guru.
And that fits right there, doesn't it?
Guru, yes. That fits right there.
And to be honest, you know, I'm not so fired at that either.
What, being an IT guru?
Yeah.
Seeing as how you needed me to fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He couldn't install Red... He couldn't...
We had to bleep that out for...
Can't be. He doesn't be.
Alright, let's go ahead and stop that now. Anyway.
I think it's time for a short commercial break. What do you think?
Let's have a short commercial break.
This episode of I Can Record Unlimited is brought to you by Michelle. Michelle is
Days Confused, 420@hotmail.com.
Michelle,
you can hit her up on Facebook also. If you go ahead and type in that email, you can find her. Find her pics on there. Some are very provocative and suggestive.
She's fun. She's attractive. She's got tattoos, and everybody pretty much likes her.
Yeah.
Everybody pretty much likes her. I agree with that. She looks great right now. She didn't change for the meeting, which I would have changed if I were her.
Me too. You know, I'll tell you what, John.
Yeah, seriously. Why do you call me John?
I feel like I'm a sports announcer right now.
Why? Are you stoned?
No, I'm not stoned.
Are you drunk?
No.
Are you geeked out on meth?
I am geeked out.
On meth? How many of you listeners regularly use meth?
Go ahead, we're going to do a poll on this. That's what we're going to do. We're going to do a poll on this. How many listeners have ever tried meth in their life? And if so, you know, we're going to leave a little comment box.
If you're on meth right now, friend request Michelle. She wants to talk to you.
Okay, that's cool. And, you know, if you've used meth, you know, you just gained a couple cool points in my book. I, for one, have never used meth.
I've used meth.
That's cool. That's why I hang out.
I started one bump of meth, it burned, and I stayed up for a day and a half.
That doesn't sound so fun.
It was okay.
Yeah, that's cool. I like to shoot up drugs and fall asleep.
Yeah, that's what I did, too.
That's what I used to do.
No, you didn't. He's a liar.
I'm a liar.
He's a liar. He likes to lie. He spent all this time in prison, and, like, he says he didn't get fucked once, but I actually heard from a number of people on a number of occasions that he's been rammed in the ass multiple times with large monster cock. I've heard this.
And where do you get this, and where is your information cited?
From the reports.
What reports?
The reports at the county. The ass-raping county report.
That's the Prison Rape Elimination Act. It's called PREA. You can look it up on Google.
Prius?
PREA. Prison Rape Elimination
Obviously
Act.
Obviously, you'd be raped in prison if you owned a Prius.
No, PREA.
PREA?
P-R-E-A.
P, that's PIRA.
P-R-E-A.
That's PREA.
Yeah, that's PREA. Obviously, the .Mac is not much of a content writer.
This shit's gone sour. I think this has gone sour. I think maybe we might need to end it on a story.
All right, go ahead. I know you have a number of stories.
I was actually suggesting that you tell a story.
Really?
Why don't you tell a little bit of the story, and then I'll tell a little bit of the story, and then we'll close off.
I'll finish the story. You start the story. That's how we're going to do this.
All right. Last year, on a dark, cold night, there were some things that I was thinking about. I was pondering my belief system.
Now, are you going to say two words at a time this whole story, or can you kind of make it run together?
The story requires pauses for effect. Do you see what I mean? You see how much more powerful that is.
So anyway, so you're pondering your belief system, and what happened there, John? Tim.
Put this dick in your mouth, bitch!
Is that part of the story, or are you just having a little outbreak?
Dick!
All
right. Hey, yo, son!
Alright, so...
Hey, yo!
Let me tell you guys... What's up, my nipple? Let me tell you guys a little bit about a dilemma that I'm in right now. I'm trying to sell this car, right?
Alright.
And it's a straight Nigmobile. That's right. No, but I say Nig with pride because I loved it and I looked like a straight dope boy drug dealer and I loved it. Right?
Yeah.
Now that was while I was riding around for 30 minutes until the car died.
Yeah.
Okay?
So you paid $2,800 for 30 minutes of pleasure.
And it was amazing. And, you know, you actually got a chance to ride with me in it. How'd
you
feel?
I did get to ride in it. I felt like we were going to get pulled over.
Now, let's go ahead and explain a little bit of background on the car. It's a, it used to be a Caprice, but it's a, it's converted into a 1995 Impala SS.
Hey, do you mind if we go to this meeting late? Because I have to return this camera and I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I don't really like that idea. What meeting are we going to?
Back on track. Let's go to the meeting late because I need my $55.
But listen, I'm going to tell you guys something. There's hoes at the other one.
What? 12-step hoes?
Yes.
Yeah, but we're already over here. And I got to go to Aventura Mall to return my
12-step hoes? And what did you say? Is there hoes over there?
No.
Well,
same old.
Will Alex most likely get his dick sucked if he goes to 12-step house tonight? Does he have a better chance of getting his dick sucked there right back on track?
Not true.
It's true.
No, not true. Untrue.
It is true. She talks to girls like that.
Michelle, will you get me my dick? Will you get me my dick wet?
She knows when she's sitting next to a girl and you walk into a meeting and she's like,
ooh, I sucked that nigga's dick off.
You know?
Yeah.
She hears that kind of shit. We don't.
Yeah, that's great. Michelle, will you keep me informed of that information if that information were ever to come by you? Nobody on the recording is going to be able to hear you. You need to speak louder.
Of course.
So, you will cock assist.
It's more of a, if you want to relate to it or refer to it in, you know, basketball terms, it would be more of a cock alley-oop.
Yeah, but we're already all the way in Hollywood, so...
I think what I have to do is return this camera because I need the money in my account.
Now, talk to me a little bit about, you know, what we're trying to do with this little company that we've started.
We started a company because Brian doesn't know how to do web design. So what's happening is that this guy, George, who also doesn't know how to do web design, is trying to sell websites under the guise of the three of us. So now, what's happening is once we get a client, those two are going to get money, and then I'm going to do a bunch of work so that they get paid.
Basically, the way you see it is we're trying to leech off of you.
I don't see it that way.
That's pretty much how you just explained it.
It might happen.
I don't see it that way because I think my designs are fire.
Your designs are fire.
Okay. Settled. So you can code and design a little bit.
My designs fucking make the ladies come to the yard.
Now, what happened with, you know, we should probably refer our clients to our podcast.
We should refer our clients to our
Whoa!
Almost killed Kia. And myself and Michelle.
I hear they're giving away three copies of CS5 Master Collection over here at Scarlett.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
We gonna go get some or what?
I already got that. Turn around, look, it's Turn Around Scarlet.
Yeah, turn around. There's a.
I can't go to Scarlet. I don't have money for that.
What was that? An LED billboard?
Yeah, it was an LED billboard. A LED billboard.
A LED billboard.
LED.
We're going to Ives Dairy Road right now.
We're
gonna
totally podcast all the way into the mall and up to the counter when I return my camera. You guys are gonna be a part of that.
That's going to be fun.
It's going to be fire.
Now, looking at the weather.
Brian, why don't you do the weather report?
I'm going to have Weather Woman do the weather report.
Michelle, do the weather report.
I'm not talking. I'm, like, half asleep.
How's the weather report? How's the weather right now?
It's nice.
If you had to explain it to people on a podcast, hypothetically, how would you do so?
It's a little cloudy. And
what do you think the chances of
Hold on.
Chances of rain is probably
20%. Hold on, we have a
special guest.
Hold on.
Brian's girl.
Hold on 1 second.
And now we're here at Aventura Mall in sunny South Florida. And we're about to go. Where are we about to go? Tell the listeners.
We're about to go to Urban Outfitters to return a plastic camera that you could only buy film in Malaysia for. That I bought.
Now, let me go ahead and ask you a question. Why did you buy a camera in Urban Outfitters?
Because it's plastic.
Is that really where we're going?
Yeah, we're really going there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? You like that place?
Urban Outfitters?
Yeah.
I love that store.
That's fun.
Michelle is on fire right now.
You should tweet about it.
I don't have a tweet.
Twitter.
We need to hook you up with a Twitter account, Michelle.
You know, Alex, we actually went to this web seminar, this web developer seminar. You know, it was pretty good.
That was the sound of me clapping.
And,
can I see your letters coming out of the car like this?
What is that? Is it illegal drugs?
Let me see it.
Illegal drugs.
No, I don't do illegal drugs.
Illegal drugs.
Anyway, we went to this web developer seminar, and Alex, the.mac@gmail.com, wanted me and himself to wear little follow me stickers that are the picture of the bird from Twitter, and it says follow me, and you write your username in there. And I thought it was pretty gay. And it turned out so was everyone at that web developer seminar.
We would have been hits. I still have the sticker.
It's not hard to be the coolest guy at a web developer seminar.
No, it isn't. And on top of that, I told the guy who was running the web development seminar, I was like, hi, my name's Alex, and this is my friend Brian. He actually used to be Aqua, the guy who made the song Barbie Girl.
And he believed it, didn't he?
Yeah, he believed it. He had no idea that Aqua was actually Swedish.
He had no idea.
Do you guys know the song Aqua by Barbie Girl?
No, it's Barbie Girl by Aqua.
Aqua by Barbie Girl.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. It's fantastic. Brush my hair. Undress me anywhere.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Yeah, so, you know, now you guys probably remember it.
Yeah, that's a good song.
It is a good song.
I told them that. That's what I told the guy. The guy's name is Willie, and Willie, if you're listening to this, I just want to say that I'm excited to come to Refresh Fort Lauderdale next month. I missed this month for some reason. I didn't get the email. Maybe it was because you don't like me.
He's unfollowed you, probably.
I think he might have unfollowed me. Well, he's been following me for a little bit now.
He might have thought that we were too cool for the whole seminar.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think that we are too cool for the whole seminar. Okay, should we just park? Where should we park? Where is this shit? We're parking right now, so, parking break.
Parking break. And I really have to urinate, for the record, and for the podcast.
I'm going
to
keep you guys out of the bathroom and in the loop.
In the loop, because...
Oh.
Oh, that's
fire.
That is not. You can't park there. That's parking for Aventura Police only.
Yeah, funny story about Aventura Police. They arrested me like 4.5 years ago.
That's funny.
Yeah, funny story.
Very funny.
Cool story, bro.
Yes.
I got good spots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that like your car, that Impala?
That's not an Impala. That's a Monte Carlo, which are also cool, especially the SS ones.
Look at that chick. She looks beat the fuck up.
Yeah, she is definitely a smoker, and the rest of her family are as well.
Yeah, speaking of smoking, I decided to quit smoking recently.
I was talking about crack or meth.
Oh, meth? Yeah. Oh, our listeners are familiar with meth.
That's right, because if you remember about 15, 20 minutes ago, we had a little...
We're officially going to look like idiots walking around the mall podcasting off of an Android phone,
so I hope you guys like it.
I'm not doing that the whole time.
We are doing it. Yeah, we're getting out of the car right now, if you can hear the sound effect. You know what I really think? When your pants are sagging, and then, like, the under... Like, the leg of your boxers comes over so you can see the butt cheek.
Yeah.
It's also not really cool. Now, explain to me and the listeners a little bit more of why you bought this $55 plastic camera from a clothing store.
I bought it because of this application called Hipstamatic for my iPhone.
Oh, does that uses Hipstamatic?
No, it basically is the real version of Hipstamatic, so I thought that I would go and be artsy and shit, but it turns out that, like, you have to order the film from Amazon and they get it printed in a special lab.
Now, you told us it was Malaysia.
Well, whatever. Amazon, Malaysia, same thing. Isn't the Amazon rainforest in Malaysia? Malaysia? No, that's in Brazil. Brian's smoking a cigarette.
That I am. That's quite true right now. And I just saw an old ex-cougar checking out Michelle.
Yeah, so, how do you know she's ex-cougar?
Because she wasn't a cougar anymore.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
So, how far is this, and how far are we going to have to walk through the mall podcasting?
We have to walk through Bloomingdale's, and I may purchase something because I have a Bloomingdale's charge card.
Can you purchase me some glasses?
No, those are too
expensive. I need Oakley.
No, those are too expensive.
Can I pay you off?
Macy's? This is
Bloomingdale's.
No, this is Macy's.
No. Oh, yeah.
Wait, here? This is Macy's.
I'd like...
Why? I have to get some cologne, actually, some new cologne.
Oh, so do I. Can you get me some? I need Curve.
Bro, I let you use my old cologne.
Let me get the small Curve.
I'm over my old cologne. Why would I buy you something?
Because you have a charge card.
I know, but that eventually needs to turn into real money.
And we can talk about that down the road.
You still owe me $10 for pizza.
Yeah. We'll talk about that down the road, too.
You just made $130 for not knowing how to install RAM.
Beep! That beep might have been a little late.
Yeah.
You guys might have... The cat might be out of the bag.
You know what, Brian? We really need to stay on fire if we're going to entertain people.
We do. And I feel... Oh, Michelle is coming back around.
What's
I feel like we're kind of losing the interest of the podcast. We might have lost one or two listeners.
We might have lost... They might have fast-forwarded to this point and said, fuck this.
Yeah, if you're just...
I really think that the interview with Cassie went well.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I'm really pleased with
I'm really pleased with the interview with Cassie. Ion, I've never heard of Ion.
I have.
You have? You watched that show?
I've watched Ion is a network, and they play a lot of movies on there.
Do you want to interview these people?
Can we stop and interview random people?
Yeah, we can.
Are we allowed to do that?
Yeah. No. We can interview employees of Macy's.
Look at these shirts. I like this.
And, where's Michelle?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you right now.
Is that a picture of Julia Roberts?
You know what I need to get is some polo shirts for work. We got to kind of make it look like we're not podcasting right now because there were some very intimidating, huge black guys with golds walking about.
Where do you think Michelle is?
A foot and a half in front of us.
Where do you think Michelle is?
She's lost, but she can call you. Oh, actually, okay. She doesn't have your number.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
So are we going to Urban Outfitters?
I don't know. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're just going to leave Michelle and Macy's because she decided to walk off from us.
And we also need to go to Bloomingdale's so we can both get cologne.
I think that cologne is Macy's, too. And I'm getting cologne and you're not.
Why?
Because I'm fire and you're retarded.
I'm not.
There's a lot of nice music in here. I don't really like this store. It's kind of like a... It's like a Spencer's crust with PacSun.
Oh, look at that thing. I should have come.
What's that?
Caught this one. That's the Helga. It's the Helga. Yeah, but then I should have caught that one. I mean, I'm only getting this one because it's coming with
Oh, let's get you on here. We're podcasting.
We're podcasting right now.
So we need your input.
Oh, yeah. Cool. What do you think of the Holga?
So go ahead and talk.
The Holga?
I haven't used it yet. I mean, I'm just buying it now.
You're just buying it now? Have you used this one yet?
No, I'm only now getting into Lomography. So what kind of information do you know about this? Only that it's really popular.
Really popular.
The film. The issue is the film, the 120mm.
Yeah.
That's the issue that I was having with it. I'm going to return it right now.
Oh, you're returning it?
Yeah, I'm returning it.
Well, I mean, I haven't used this one yet, you know? I mean, I've used this one like a couple times. But
I would get that one, but I spent all my money on hookers, so I need to return this so I can have some money.
Right. Well, best of luck to you with the whole day.
And what's your favorite podcast? Oh, you don't know the name. Our podcast. It's called the I Can Record Unlimited podcast.
I Can Record Unlimited.
Say, it's your favorite podcast.
I Can Record Unlimited is my favorite podcast.
That's right.
That's right.
That's good.
Okay, great.
That is good.
Thank you, sir.
You blog or what?
No.
No, he doesn't blog. Neither do I. Don't feel weird. I just make fun of him for blogging all this. Come on, let's get out of here, because I feel really out of place in this show. It's off.
Okay, well,
it's off.
You don't leave me at the moment.
That's what he said to do.
Michelle, you walked away from us.
Come here, Michelle.
Michelle's upset.
Come here, or I'm going to leave.
That's like really
interesting. You know my phone's on
airplane. You're fucking on your thing. That's rude.
We're podcast.
Yeah, that's more important than whether you lose me or not.
You're going to lose me over the... Look at this. Look at this mug right here.
Cassie just texted me. She said, how wide of an audience does your podcast reach? I say the entire internet.
I'd like to say worldwide.
Our podcast is accessible worldwide. You could be in Tokyo and listening to us right now. You could be in Japan listening to us right now. You could be in Osaka listening to us right now.
Hypothetically, you could be in Mars, huh?
You could be on... No, Mars is not internet connected. Well, actually, yes. Mars is now connected to the internet via the Mars rover.
That's right.
Yeah. There's Wi-Fi on it. So if you actually go to Mars, you can pick up Wi-Fi if you know the password.
For NASA's Mars rover.
And you have to be within 300 feet
and
of the Mars rover.
Tell them what shirt you're wearing right now.
Right now I'm wearing a shirt that says NASA on it. I don't quite know what NASA is, but it's got... it says NASA. I don't know what that is.
I believe it's pronounced NASA, and it's the National...
Aeronautics and Space Association.
That's right.
What?
That's right.
Yes, it is.
That's right, and I didn't know if you knew that or not.
No, I didn't know that.
She's getting really upset with the podcast.
We might have to take a short break.
We're going to have to take a short break, and we'll get back to you at part two.
We have a good flow.
We do, and I don't want to stop the flow. You might have to hold this.
I'll hold the phone.
All right.
Take it on.
Originally, I came here with a girl named Shira, who I broke up with subsequently because she was boring as fuck and she was really bad in bed.
Now, I just saw a bathing suit that I think is amazing.
And you're going to go ahead and tell me what you think, because you're going to go this way.
Brian, you look amazing in that bathing suit. Which one's the front, which one's the back?
I don't think it matters, Alex. I think it's reversible.
Oh, you know what? I need to cop some of this coffee here. They have it. Here, come here. Wait. How much for a pack of this?
$5.50, and there's 10 of them in there. Available through the Espresso Club, online, over the phone. You can fax an order in, or you can visit any boutique.
Can I buy them here?
I don't have them for sale here, just the machine.
So, well, we have the machine now. We have this in our office, and we don't want to order it because I don't know why we haven't ordered coffee, but I've been getting really tired in the afternoon. So, the fact that I see this right here.
How far are you from Lincoln and Alton Road?
Lincoln and Alton, we work on Commercial and University. That is very far.
Okay.
So can I at least get one of these?
I give out capsules, regardless of the amount, I lose my job.
Really?
Oh,
what
that's...
they said, huh?
What does that say there? Does that...
Someone's paying.
Clits.
No, that looks like it says clits.
Satis.
Satis.
Do you give out samples or what?
Sure.
Yeah, we could use a couple of shots of espresso. All
right.
I can use the darkest of the dark.
And I'm not such a fan of the dark.
He likes it in the light. He likes to live in the light.
That came out wrong, but you know.
Yep.
Light is
for
the
light.
Light is for the light. Is this frost or what? Do they have the frothing
on top?
Do you have Splenda?
I don't. I have sugar.
Yeah, you only have sugar. You don't have Equal or Splenda or
this
Sweet Little. I can't have any.
I think one of these will be great.
Sure. Whatever you like.
This is really good coffee. I gotta let you know. This isn't good stuff. Well, this is Nespresso.
So what are we trying here?
Espresso. That's the mild.
Yeah.
This is the strong.
I can't have that because...
I'll probably drink it for you.
You'll drink both? Yeah, I have a huge McDonald's coffee. Is this better than McDonald's coffee?
Of course.
Of course you would say something like that, huh?
I have to. They pay me to say that.
With a name tag that says Clips, I'd say anything.
Absolutely.
You do realize that it does look like Clips. You can't play Clips here. No, just like... Would you... Now, here's the question.
Where's your little trash?
You would get in trouble for giving away a capsule, but would you get in trouble for saying the word clits?
All depends on who I say it around. Probably not. Clits. However, if I sit around some 200-year-old woman who's...
200-year-old woman.
The problem with 200-year-old women... The clits aren't really that nice.
Yeah.
The clits are all beat up.
At this point.
Yeah.
Dust. Seriously. You don't want that.
Yeah. When Henry at the old folks home pops his little blue bombers.
I like this guy.
There you go.
We like him.
You want a double fist or do you want to pour that in there?
Double fist.
Double fist.
Don't know about a double fist.
There you go.
Sounds a little much for me to handle. I need two in this.
Two?
Yeah, because this one isn't enough and this one's super dark. I'm going to need two. Why would they have Splenda? This is great.
Because they're
in here and just take advantage of you?
Well,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Now you get one or two of those.
All right, so I'm the next one.
Sure, one.
No. I'm not a big coffee fan, but I like free stuff.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Very well intentioned.
Yes, we like that. Thank you so much.
Not a problem.
That's a good machine, right? It's a great machine.
That is.
I like that machine.
It's a $50 credit.
They're expensive, too.
Wait a second. What? We have this one already. We have it. It's good.
If that was the Archino frother?
Yeah, where was the froth, you said?
I just make regular coffee nowadays. I like to sip on regular hot coffee. I feel like it has more caffeine. It does have more caffeine. You know, but I have this at the office. I can,
Now, let me go ahead and ask you a question. Why was
you made
way bigger than mine?
Yeah, you made her a cup of coffee? Do you like
her
it?
Her cup was a lot bigger than mine.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you...
No, she's nice to me. She brings me a lot of people.
Oh. She looks nice.
Milk in it.
She looked,
that's why she gets the dog.
She looked attractive.
She did look attractive. Do you holler at her?
No.
I have a girlfriend. I'm attached and with.
Yeah?
Do I?
Just because you have a girlfriend. Oh, Jordan Levitt. I love a spinner. I love a spinner. That's what they call them, spinners. You know that, right? Have you heard that term, spinner?
I have. I've heard something like turning a circle with a girl with one leg.
Do you know what a pig on a spit is?
Pig on a spit. That's
pig.
Rotisserie.
That's a pig on a spit. What about the reverse wheelbarrow?
Reverse wheelbarrow? That sounds painful.
Well, it's not you, it's her.
Oh.
But we don't care if she flips. We only care about ourselves.
Oh, yeah, then you gotta call 911. You gotta say,
a lot of problems.
Unconscious,
you think things through.
I do. It's a curse.
I like you, Clint.
It's a curse.
We like Clint.
We
love Clint's over here. Clint's and coffee.
What is that? Which one is the Clint's model?
The Clint's model with milk is here. And Clint's
model with milk.
Clint's with milk. Oh, this folds up.
That's convenient for easy storage. That is.
And what's up with this?
In case you have a weird shaped shelf with like a protruding weird part right there. Look at that.
You can make a large espresso drink with that. This is a really nice cup. You know what the thing about this cup is? It's a good thick glass. It's got a good feel to it.
When you drop it, it doesn't break.
Really?
Can we drop it? Drop it. We want to see this. Oh, yeah, but that's cheating. Look at
from up here. Drop it from up here.
You know what? You buy two machines, I'll drop it from up here.
No.
Okay.
I don't have the money for a machine right now.
Oh, that's what everyone
I just bought a Cuisinart.
Okay, everyone,
now, I'm going to tell you what. I'll buy two machines right now. Mm-hmm. If you drop that from up there and give away one of these.
Wait, one?
Yeah.
Nah.
Can't do it, huh?
Can't do it. Even if we bought a machine, you couldn't give us a capsule.
Oh, when you buy a machine, you get 16.
Well, what if
you
buy 16?
You can go ahead and buy one.
Can I buy one of those capsules from you right now?
You can buy one of these from the Nespresso Club.
How about for pocket change?
Pocket change?
We might be from corporate headquarters.
You might be.
You might be.
But I don't hear a Swiss accent.
You never know. Those Swiss might be getting tricky now.
Nah.
You do realize that the Swiss have a great CIA.
Whoa. Have you ever got scalding hot coffee all over you?
Once or twice.
Yeah, it's I've never had that before.
I tried to sue McDonald's, but they said someone already tried that.
Yeah, that's why they have hot on there.
Yeah, it says hot on it. They actually make it not as hot as they used to make it.
Thanks.
All right, thank you so much. We really appreciate your help.
Thanks, Clit.
Lady Clits.
Where's Michelle? You're going to need to call her for Michelle.
Michelle has a clit.
She does. She's freaking out.
Look
maybe
at this shaving kit, man.
Give me your phone.
Okay, here's my phone. Do you have her number in your head?
In my head.
Do you know how to use it?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Okay, while you're doing that, let's look at the clothes. Oh, yeah.
You have her in here. DNA.
Oh, yeah, I do have her number.
Where are you?
Dude, this shirt's fire. I'm going to ask them if they have any Tahari polos, because that's what I'm into. That aren't green. Do you think that... What would you think of me if I spent $68 on a plain white V-neck shirt?
I would have to call you a tool.
But feel it.
It does feel very nice.
It would look really nice on me, too, I bet. You think?
I don't know.
You want to try? You want to see? What do you think of the green? Do you like the green? No. The green's like, no, it's too green.
Here, come on.
It's too green. All right, I guess we're over clothes and we're into cologne, right?
I need that. What's the one I like?
Clit.
Yeah, that guy was cool. I don't think he knew he was being recorded.
I think it was weird that I was holding the phone like a microphone, and like he just kept talking to her. In fact, everybody keeps talking to us when we put the phone right up to him.
I think it's kind of it's a subconscious thing.
Yeah, it's like you have to talk into the mic. Talking into the mic is what Brian calls giving head.
Yes.
He's
I'm
like,
she lied. She said she's over by the first meeting.
And the Louis Vuitton and the perfume. Have you seen a girl with tattoos? Tattoos? Where?
Yeah, short hair.
Short hair, tattoos.
All right, so where does the Louis Vuitton... Oh, this isn't the Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. Louis Vuitton's over here. Right. Louis Vuitton. And the perfumes.
Right here?
Yeah. Around here? All
right.
Yeah, here? Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, this place is filled with cuties. Filled with them. Where's the cologne, you think?
I think we got it.
Excuse me, ma'am. Could you tell me where the cologne is?
Which
one? Men's cologne, yes. All the way on the other side?
Huh?
I don't know. I need to find a good one.
We're not cologne experts, but we need to smell amazing.
Oh, we have Betsy Vera's a new Prada.
What is it? Prada. Ooh.
Smell that. How does that smell?
Is this cologne for men?
You all try it. I'm not going to say anything.
You don't know? Okay, spray it on one of it.
I believe you.
Spray it on a stick for me, please.
This is for you.
Let's try it on a daisy.
I want to smell it on a daisy.
Well,
they sell coffee here too.
No, that's so you can clear out your nostrils.
Oh, really?
For a fresh smell. Yeah, smell those, and then you smell the cologne.
Okay.
No, I'm not into this product. It kind of smells like Old Spice.
You really like it?
It really smells like...
You know why? Because...
I like it.
It smells like Old Spice, right?
No.
No way. Smells this one? Ooh. This one kind of smells like... Oh, you know what this smells like? It smells like,
It smells like women.
Yeah, we gotta go.
That's one that matches
pretty hard. Oh, they do.
Very strong.
We need to go to the men's quorum, which is in the back.
I'm like,
yeah,
okay.
We're
are you buying something?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Michelle's buying perfume. What are you buying?
Juicy for my mom.
Oh, wow, I love Juicy.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
That's really good. Burberry Brit.
You know what? My ex-wife, I bought that for her, Burberry Brit. You should get Viva La Juicy, because
yeah,
that shit's fire.
That's what I got, but you know
I'm
going to
tell you right now.
It's Dolce & Gabbana.
Ethiopia, isn't it? Look at her. She's an old model already.
It's Dolce & Gabbana?
Yes.
How much is that?
I want
Curve. Oh,
the I want Curve. Can we get Curve?
Curve, they sell at Walgreens. You,
are they really?
Yeah, you, my friend, are in a place where you can get colognes from all across the world. Japan, Morocco, the Andes Mountains. You can buy cologne from the Andes Mountains here.
What's some other name?
I want Moroccan cologne.
I want some fire. Like, cologne that just screams.
Hey, do you want to smell like a stripper? Get Dolce & Gabbana Light Blue.
That one smells so good.
Yeah, also like a stripper.
No,
strippers smell
really,
really good.
Strippers smell really good.
They do.
No, we're not. Nobody knows that we're recording.
We're not going to a meeting, right?
Yeah,
I guess. We're going out to the meeting. Whatever. We can go to,
It's probably just you.
Oh, we're just going to go to the midnight meeting on 72 and 72. You ever been there?
No, I haven't.
We're going to go.
Okay.
We're making it a Miami night.
I like that.
We should wait for Michelle.
She keeps bothering.
No, bro. You need to wait for your girlfriend. You need to wait for her.
Okay.
Okay, we're waiting for you.
Really good men's song.
Oh, she get extras, right? You have to give her all the extras that you normally give. All the gifts. You know, I know you have all the sorts of specials.
And
what's really good?
Last time I came here and I bought perfume, I got like 7 different gifts. Would it be possible we could get a couple of more little testers? And little samples? Yeah, give us a bunch.
But we want men's ones.
No, we'll get our men's ones over there. We're getting women's ones for Michelle.
Look at this. This is fun, huh?
Coach? Yeah, no, Coach.
Coach body
I have a thing about Coach. My ex-wife was obsessed with Coach, and I have a thing about her.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Wow, get back.
Oh, no.
Enjoy.
Thank you so much. Who hooked it up?
I know.
Hey, who hooked it up, Michelle?
Alex Newman.
And what podcast?
Something, anywhere.
Yeah, I can record unlimited podcast.
Yeah.
Who hooked you up?
Alex,
I'm
Brian.
I can record unlimited podcast. Say it one more time.
Oh, God.
Who hooked it up?
Oh, God.
What does it smell like? What does it smell like?
Oh. I'll point that out.
Meet Mr. Bones.
I want to wear it.
Oh, my God. Did you see the woman behind that counter? I heard of Mr. Bones, that woman behind the counter.
I
want to
see what
Mr. Bones that.
I know you would.
So, we got to find the men's cologne. Michelle? Men's fragrances. We got the coffee guy to say click on our recording. This is turning out really well. What do you think of that purse? Look at that. It's fun, right?
What a super fire.
We're going to find out.
It looks like salad thing.
We're going to find out. Okay, what's the best? What's going to make me smell so sexy that the women are just going to...
Roaster.
They're going to flock to me.
Roaster.
Roaster? By who? Cartier. All right, let's see. Because I am a roaster, or I used to be a roaster.
You're a fluffer. You're getting confused.
So all the women think that this is the sexiest?
Yeah.
Okay, let's spray on some on a thing. This is, you're giving us the most expensive cologne, I bet.
No, that's not the most expensive. The most expensive is Creed. Creed? You know Creed?
Michelle?
Oh, man.
No, let me smell the Creed.
Oh,
yeah, that kind of smells like candy.
Show me the best.
Candy?
Yeah.
Show me the best. I didn't like the roasters.
Well, I guess that's good, What's that? Creed. That's the most expensive?
Oh, man, that smells good. Actually, you know what it smells like? It smells like Obsession.
$250?
It's exactly Obsession for men. Yes. Doesn't it? Yeah, it is. Oh, my God, that's totally Obsession. Yeah, it smells like Obsession. I know that. My grandfather used to wear Obsession.
It's kind of weird, huh?
How's the Kenzo? I'd like to see the. I told you, because I was telling him that you can get Japanese cologne, and you can also get cologne from Morocco and the Andes Mountains here. I need to smell the Japanese.
What's that
one?
Ooh.
Where is this one?
Here, check this out. Brian, this is fire right here. Smell that.
Smell this. I don't like this one. It smells like.
Yeah.
Japan. Smell this, Michelle. No, I need something new. I need something better. I need something fresh. The ones that I've worn are Dolce & Gabbana, the one. And I've also worn Calvin Klein's Truth.
What about this one that says sexual? That's probably bad, right?
Yeah, it's very popular.
Is it very sexual?
If you
wear it like that, let me smell the sexual.
I want to smell sexual right now.
Okay, we have to deep. Oh,
you do?
I want the deep, hard sexual instead of the light, carefree one.
Smell both. Got one for each nostril.
Oh, wow, that's really nice. It's nice and fresh.
It's called sexual fresh.
Is it really?
Yeah.
This one is also, this is very fruity.
Which one was which?
Okay, the first one is fresh, and the other one is original.
How much is the fresh?
I like the fresh, smell that.
Yeah?
It's really nice.
You smell that one?
I like this one.
I can't really decide. I can't really decide. I need one that when a girl smells me, her clothes come instantly off.
Yeah.
Maybe it's no.
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 Huh?
But you don't need any framework for that. Or
you just
need your.
You need a face like
you
this.
Just
right?
Me.
Face like this.
Just
you just have me.
This face.
And that happens.
You have to.
It's awkward walking around and having women's clothes just fall right off. It's awkward, you know? Because it's like, you know, in public and stuff. It's not cool.
Oh, man. I don't really. I'm not like a pro sprayer or anything. I don't like this one. I like that one. This is the one I like the most.
Brian, what are they saying?
Kanye West.
What?
Mujer.
Mujer? What's a mujer? Yeah, no. I do want to buy a cologne. That's the thing. I do want to buy one.
I like that.
What's a good D&G besides the one? Because I have the D&G. Where's the others?
This one is the
new Gucci. I don't like
it. The new Gucci? That's pretty good.
What?
Burberry Sport. How much is that one?
$72.
Pocket
bad.
Change.
Smells like paper.
A lot of these smell like paper.
Somebody's
Let's go to the other side. I'm sure you have more testers on the other side, right?
What are you going to get?
I don't know what I'm going to get.
I like sexual fresh. I might get that.
I like sexual fresh. How about this? No.
I need you to throw it on your fucking seat.
What about... Ooh, this is a play button.
I need you to throw it
Javon on. Show.
I'm going to run out of battery soon for our podcast.
Whatever. When we run out of battery, the podcast is over. What about Givenchy?
Givenchy.
Smell this on the here.
I think it's Givenchy.
Givenchy. That's all over my fingers. The good thing it smells good.
You should get this one.
Smell my hair.
No, I like that one. I
like licorice.
Sexual fresh.
Yeah, that one.
Sexual fresh. I want fresh sexuality.
Would you like to try
on
skin?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to try that on my skin also.
Where do we do it for men? Right here? And what do I do now?
Nothing. Wait to see how it's smelling the skin.
Oh. You like this one?
I really like this one.
Wait for the alcohol.
I really like this one.
Evidence.
I might have to wrap it up. How much would be?
77.
Is that the small or the big bottle?
I just have the big bottle, the large size.
It smells better on me. Smell it.
I don't know.
It's not really,
I'm like...
It's not really...
Guy.
Yeah, no, it's not musky, yeah.
Musky.
It's not a good musk.
I don't like musky.
I really like the one. That was my favorite. Maybe I should just buy another bottle of it.
Okay.
Let me smell it again. I'm telling you, the one is where it's at.
Look at this one. This one's inconveniently round.
Michelle, smell this one. This is my cologne that I've been wearing for a long time.
It's
good, right? No?
No.
You like Sexual Fresh better? Sexual Fresh kind of smells a little bit like CK1, in my opinion.
I don't know. I never tried that.
You never had CK1? Oh, my God. That's totally old school.
This one's too fruity smelling.
I like this white bottle, white patchouli. What's the best of these? Artisan Black? How does this smell?
You don't like it?
No. I can't decide. I need somebody to buy me a present. If you were going to buy me a present, what would you buy?
I don't know you.
But if you were going to...
I don't know you, so how I would think something for you if I don't know what you're
your
for what you're
And your favorite?
Fruity and smell off.
Crush?
Curve?
Curve. Yeah, that's good. No, I know, but I like smells like that.
I don't know how it smells, because we don't care here, so I don't know if it's fresh, woody, how is it fresh?
Hold on, we're checking this out.
Yeah, it's like see-through.
See-through? Is that a smell?
Citrus.
Oh, citrus.
Oh, no, that's okay. This smells good. It's pretty fire. Really?
I like stuff that smells really good. I don't know how to explain. I got to get my ass kicked. How about this one? Just trying this one. Have you tried this? Down here?
This one kind of smells like a hippie. Smell it.
No, thanks. Like potpourri?
We're not into that one. How about the silver one?
It's too fruity. I don't like the fruity.
Yeah.
I don't like it to smell sweet.
Yeah. I think that the best one is the sexual fresh. So would you say the sexiest one was the first one that you said? What was it called?
Freed.
Yeah, no, the first one.
I don't remember.
How much is this one?
That one is 73.
The first one that you recommended to me, that both of you said was the best.
Now I can't try it on my skin anymore, right? I wasted my skin.
Yeah, the other side.
I'm going to smell like a quilt.
No.
You might.
But you spray it. I'm not professional. I'm wearing this, too, which is a different smell. It smells.
Smell it on?
Maybe here?
This is for girls.
You need to put this on here.
Cool. It's like a Burberry.
Put it on here for me a little bit. Right here, a little bit. Okay.
When
you
get dry,
he's
nice.
I like this one, this Gucci.
Me too.
I like the sexual fresh and the Gucci. Should I get a bottle of one and you get a bottle of the other and we can switch it off?
Yeah.
You think that's a good idea?
No, because you should wear the same
clothes.
Yeah?
Yeah?
You have to know your smell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know the ins and outs.
Do you agree?
Yes.
I don't know.
You like sexual fresh?
Sexual fresh does not have like the.
Man, he's just, you know.
I'm the third party in this little arrangement. I'm the third one. She denies it.
Will this attach? This attach to your keychain? You can wear this on your keys.
No. If you want.
You can do it. Do people do that?
What's
right?
Your name? We don't know your name. Curry.
Karime.
Where are you from?
Colombia.
That's why I like you. I like Colombian women. I'm not going to lie.
Gucci right. By Gucci. I like it. What about this little one down here? Why is this one so little?
I'm not too into the Gucci by Gucci.
How come these ones are littler than the other
ones? Oh, that one's
deodorant. What are these different colors?
Deodorant?
How
deodorant, yeah.
The deodorant is like around 19.
Oh, really? I don't like deodorant. What's this middle one?
It's a small one and it's $4.57, and the large one is $73.
Roadster. How much is it? How big is the small
one? I'm going to try Roadster on my other arm.
I don't have a tester of that one.
Oh, no.
I have just the large
one. That was quite the mistake. Throw my elbow. No.
I like this one. Are you going to pick one, Alex? I like this one.
Oh, my God.
What is that, the small one?
Yeah.
How much is that?
Can we wipe this off somehow with coffee beans?
Do any of these catch on fire?
Isn't just a little smaller than that?
Half.
Oh.
We didn't ruin the coffee beans.
Yeah,
the
large ones are with 70.
Yeah. Oh, it comes with that big case? It does?
And this one is 70.
What is the Burberry Summer smell like?
Oh my God! Can I have that bag?
And you get the shower gel, aftershave balm, and the cream with the last one.
That's
if you
good,
get
huh?
It, the Yeti 73. The Yeti is 75.
Yeah, you should definitely get that.
Let's get that.
Okay.
You have money?
Yeah, I got money. Well, I was planning on charging it on your card, really.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Okay.
What is a Burberry Sport? I want a Burberry, maybe. Tell me, what's the best Burberry?
Look, he wants one in a...
Smell it.
Too.
Let me smell it, the new one.
In a case, what I have Dolce & Gabbana.
The one? That's the one I like.
That's the one you like. That's the one you like. What about Polo Black?
If you like Dolce & Gabbana, maybe you guys will get the most.
What is this?
It's Saint Laurent.
What about this Cartier one over here?
I mean,
this one smells really fancy. Smell this. I smell like I would be going to like a fancy
like
event.
Party favors or something. Because when she bought hers, she got all kinds.
You like it?
I got what I gave you from our shop.
Is that what you
that's
got?
It.
That's what you got.
Yeah, that's what we want. Just a little extra.
How much is
I
the?
I thought you were getting a gift here.
Oh, yeah.
How much is the Yves Saint Laurent?
Oh, this is cute.
$75. And that set is $75.
Let me see the set. Where does it come with?
Aftershave and shower gel for
$75.
Just
mm-hmm.
The spray one is
Michelle, if we spray it on my neck, will you smell my neck and tell me if it smells good? We're going to spray it on my neck. Give me a neck spray. This is important.
But Beck, she wasn't too enthusiastic about
that. Kareem, come on, you're... slack in here with the spraying.
No, he's like getting tired.
Right. No. It's gotta, I just gotta get the one that I like. I'm gonna get the one. But I always want something different, you know?
You feel good with the one?
I feel really good with the one. I bought the truth thinking I would feel good with it, and I don't feel good with the truth. I feel better with the one. I'm gonna cop that. How much is that?
76.
And how much is the little bottle?
57.
I might as well get the big one, right? It's double the size. Alright, I'm gonna cop that.
You should put them both on your women nails, sir. Let me tell you that.
We're just going to put mine on mine, and his on... You can get a Bloomingdale's card, probably.
Don't. They just asked me. My sister told me do not. It's a credit card.
Yeah, I know. Why? I might as well get one.
No. Don't. I wouldn't.
Why?
Just don't. You don't want one, Brian. You don't even have good credit.
Here's my Bloomingdale's card.
Can I get a Bloomingdale's card?
You're retarded.
Of course.
I can't get any credit card.
I'll be happy with the one that I know I've worn, where, like, girls have, like, gone into, like, here, and they're like, oh, my God, you smell so good.
I really want
the Burberry. What is it?
The Burberry bread. I used to wear it when I was younger.
Yeah, I bought that for my ex-wife. She used to wear that and the light blue.
It sucks. You should.
Just the Dolce.
81 and 32.
I don't want to pay cash for this.
No. Don't pay cash for it.
Huh?
Brian can't get credit because he spent a lot of time in jail. Did you get in a card? That's good. We gotta check out the.
Why don't you just put yours on your card for me and I'll pay you back?
Bro, no, it's not gonna happen, bro. No, my limit, bro. My limit is my receipt in there? Beautiful. And,
78 and
11? Wait until
you.
How come I didn't smell the Zara icon? But I want to get one free?
I'm not gonna get it.
No?
Hey, Brian.
You
want
to wait?
I guess.
Okay.
This is why.
I want a credit card. I can't believe you.
There's a reason why
I can't believe. Tell her on the podcast why you wouldn't get me the shit on the card and let me pay you back.
Because it's my credit, bro.
We can't go out to eat then.
Bro, you don't need to buy cologne right now. You don't have enough money.
Out of your mind. Just spray me up.
Smell this.
So I can rock it pretty much.
Smell this, bro. This one smells like Guitar Center. This cologne, Michelle. This cologne smells like Guitar Center. Smell it. Doesn't that smell like Guitar Center? The guitar store. It smells like the acoustic room in the Guitar Center. You wouldn't know about that. You wouldn't know about that. You wouldn't know about that.
Alright.
You got it? Alright, we gotta get it to Harley Polo. This is important. I gotta get it to Harley Polo now. Getting it to Harley. She was a little cutie. I just want to let all my listeners know she was a cutie. What do you think of this? No.
We need to go.
I need a polo.
I don't want to doubt anything. I need to.
Bolo.
Let's go.
Hold on. I need to buy.
It's really hard for me not to buy.
Dude, you know I need to get a polo, bro.
Listen, there's boxers with a back pocket right there. Boxers with a back pocket and side pockets. You must need those.
What? Oh my God, with the rabbits on it. You like that? Dude, I should get this black V-neck shirt.
I don't know, but I'm gonna go.
Hold on, I need a polo, bro.
I need a polo for work too. I actually do. Probably
dude, these are my favorite shirts.
Don't tell anyone I said that.
Brian's gonna cosplay on him, Marshalls. And he said not to tell anyone. So all of you listeners across the entire world, don't tell anybody. Alright, we're getting out of here. Ooh, I need a watch.
Me too.
Terribly. I'm in desperate need of a watch.
Are these?
Do you have men's watches over here?
Yes. These are.
Oh, it's unisex? Oh, I so need a watch. It's not even funny.
Look at these Marc Jacobs watches.
I need. Oh, man, look at how fire that watch is right there. Brown Milano. How much is that? 17, 15, a little bit? That's why. Look at that watch right there. It's hard as fuck.
Yeah, that is cool.
It's like $1,500, dude.
How much are these Marc Jacobs for?
Dude, I'm not into it.
$150.
I want a cool digital watch. Look at Casio G-Shock. Do you have a calculator watch?
Yeah, no.
Do you have a blogging watch? One that I could blog with?
You guys are serious.
So, do you have my phone?
Yeah, how much
okay.
do you sell these for?
Those are $55.
You guys are serious about that.
Yeah, they are. Totally serious.
I remember I used to buy Swatch watches.
Oh, yeah. But Nordstrom has them.
I used to get those when I was
little. Oh, you mean the plastic ones?
I need a really classy, classic, nice. You know what I want? With a leather strap, but a metal frame. I basically want this one over there that's, but I don't want it to be $1,500.
Are you saw the price?
I think so. Come tell me. Show me.
$1,575.
It might be. I need something similar to that that's a lot cheaper.
Do you need... Oh, how much is this Nixon watch right here? This white one. I really like that watch.
Hey, you know what? I really like these Burberry watches. It was about $500, I bet. How much of the is the brown Burberry? First, I need to see the brown and the black one.
The brown is $475.
Oh, that's nice. Can you give me a discount at all?
If you go upstairs and get a 10% before they close, and they close right now. Oh, and the black one?
You know what the issue with this is? It's going to get scratched. Right?
Is it so?
Yeah, man.
No, I don't think so.
It's not like tungsten. It's not like a rattle.
Right, right.
Do you have rattle?
No.
No? What do you think? Not me? Too formal.
Kind of, yeah. Did you try this one?
It's too much. These are going to be too much money. How much is the black one?
Which one?
This one right here. This digital. No. Does this light up?
I'm not sure about that one. If it lights up.
Oh, it does have a backlight. Let's see how much this piece deals.
Oh, that's you.
Well, I'm a very digital guy. $395, not so much.
Is it too much?
Yeah, it's too black, too, and too heavy. I want a light watch.
Oops.
See how heavy?
Yeah.
Very heavy.
What about... No, I don't see you
anymore. No, these are too much money for me. Let's go to the one that's more expensive. I really like this bra right here. That's going to be too much, right?
Let's see.
Michelle, come here and tell me if you think this watch is fire.
What do you think about that?
It's too late.
Yeah, I see you in this.
How much?
This is, I think it's $1,575.
Let's try it on.
Okay.
Michelle?
What?
That's a sexy watch. What do you think?
Nice.
$1,600, not worth it, right?
Yeah, really, how much is it?
Yeah, really, $1,600.
No.
Let's go to some, okay, let's go to the other thing that's probably cheaper, right? Where's the cheaper section? We need cheaper. Show me something around 100. I need something around 100. I'm not going to do a G-Shock. I don't think that really fits me.
How much is this? You don't have to take it out, but if you could just read how much it is. I like colors.
Do you have diesel?
They have diesel over there.
Oh, where?
You should be on these forms right here.
Okay. Yeah. There's only...
Professional Retail Associates. Please, all third floor associates, once you have a common area, please go to the second floor.
This is nice. Brian, do you think this is too black? What do you think of this? It's $85.
That's a nice watch. I really like that watch. That one won't get dirty either.
I think it's too black, though. I like metal, I think. I'm always used to wearing a metal one. You know, like if you had a metal digital one that's not Casio or Adidas, I'd be happy. Like, this? No, it's too much. It's too much color for me. It's too big. I'm very picky. I don't know if you noticed. I'm very, very picky.
No, I didn't notice.
I'm sure there's people
worse.
Look, you can get a glow-in-the-dark one.
Dude, you can get this. Look at this.
For 1 year. Look at this
glow-in-the-dark
one.
Okay, so let me look at
the
watch.
All right, let me see what we got.
Which one?
Let me see what we got here. And then... You know what? I think maybe this, you think that one's too shiny?
I think that one's too expensive for you.
Let me see it. Nothing's too expensive for me. That and then the one underneath it, too.
No, I don't like the one underneath.
275.
No, it's not bad.
You're going to squeeze your pudgy little hand in there?
Yeah.
And this one?
Yeah.
I don't like that other one. It's for old guys, right?
Not necessarily. No, the younger guys like me.
So, what do you think?
I think it's a little big.
Yeah.
You need to grow in.
You think it's a little big?
Yeah, you buy them big so you can grow in some.
Well, this is nice.
I like that one.
I like that one.
I happen to really like this.
I don't think it fits you.
You don't like this?
The store is closing.
You like this?
What time is the store closing? I don't like it. It doesn't fit your swag.
How much is it? I'm not talking it. I'm a Dolce kind of guy. A little gay, I guess. Pretty much a little gay, right? Pretty much a little bit homo. Ooh, where's the Armani? Ooh, Armani, that's homo too. You know what? Let's go to this one right here. Let's check this one out. We gotta check this one out. The gray face, the beige face.
Uh-huh.
Black strap. I'm into the leather strap, I think. Full of strap.
That's a nice strap.
Oh, that is a really beautiful strap. Nice soft leather. Leather breathe. Yeah. See, the rubber makes it sweaty and the metal is like pinchy. The leather is very natural.
No, that's you.
Yeah, that's really me. Too much money. Oh.